Well, within the past hour, the UK COVID inquiry has published its first report. It finds that significant flaws in pandemic preparations meant COVID caused more deaths than it should have. To take us through the report, we're joined by Robert Booth. He's social affairs correspondent with The Guardian. Thanks for talking to us. The report finds that people were failed. What does it say?
It's quite a wide-ranging report into the preparedness and resilience of the UK before the pandemic. And essentially, Baroness Heather Hallett, who has chaired the inquiry and took all the evidence on this last year, has concluded that the UK's preparation for civil emergencies needs a complete overhaul. She's critical of the way we were set up on a whole number of levels. There's particular criticism for the health secretaries in the run-up to the pandemic, so that included Jeremy Hunt and Matt Hancock, about their failure to adapt a plan that was in place, but it was out of date. It was for flu rather than a coronavirus, and it needed to be adapted. She talked about the labyrinthine nature of the civil contingency setup in the UK. There were these extraordinary diagrams in the report that show this kind of spaghetti of different organisations connecting up the four nations and connecting up different parts of government that made it almost impossible to kind of act in a concerted manner. And she was really interesting on the question of groupthink, whereby ministers and civil servants, she said, were failing to sufficiently challenge the scientific advice or kind of consensus around our preparations and our state of preparedness. So, for example, the World Health Organization had said the UK was one of the best prepared countries in the world for this kind of pandemic. Obviously, that was wrong. And she says that these things should have been challenged. And in the future, there needs to be a kind of what she called a red team approach. And red teams are essentially groups of people who are inside government, who are independent, and they're challenging the thinking that's going on. I think the other thing that jumped out was that she was very concerned about the threat of a future pandemic, saying it's a question of if not when. And she said that it has the potential to be even more transmissible and lethal, and it's likely to occur in the near to medium future. She says, unless we're better prepared, this will bring immense suffering and huge financial cost, and the most vulnerable in society will suffer. So she wants big changes. She's got lots of recommendations, 10 big recommendations, and she said the new government now must deliver on them, and she'll be watching closely.
This is just the first report from a pretty wide-ranging inquiry. What's still to come?
That's right. This is the first of at least 10 to come over the next 2 or 3 years. You know, we've got more to come on things like the acquisition of PPE. We've got more to come on the care system. Obviously, care homes really badly hit. Stuff about the economy, stuff about children and how they were affected, which is obviously a huge issue in terms of the long-term consequences of this. So there's a whole range of more in-depth analyses to come. The big one, of course, that's going to be looked at politically is the one about political decision making, not just at Westminster and Boris Johnson during the pandemic, but also in the other four nations as well. So Nicola Sturgeon in Scotland and so forth. So that's going to come soon, and she's going to be rolling these reports out as and when they're ready, in order that society, the government, can respond sooner rather than later. Because, as she said, you know, the next pandemic's in the post.
Robert Booth, thank you very much for talking to us. Now,